Hello, and welcome back to Battle Plan, a spiritual warfare podcast. I'm Steve Hemphill, and our website is active-faith.org. Our goal is to take back territory, expel evil, and heal through spiritual growth. Today we have part four in our ongoing series, Did Miracles and Spiritual Gifts End? And today we're going to look at Ephesians 4, 7 through 14. Now, as I've mentioned in the previous episodes on this topic, I was raised to believe that all miracles and revelations and spiritual gifts ended when Jesus ascended and the apostles died. This is called cessationism. So again, as we continue to investigate the study and consider Ephesians 4, 7 to 14 on this topic, let's look at each verse and consider a question or two to give us insight into the cessationist viewpoint and the non-cessationist. Secessionist viewpoint. Verse 7, Ephesians 4, verse 7. However, he has given each one of us a special gift. So every Christian has a special gift. It says he gives each one of us a special gift through the generosity of Christ. So these gifts come because of Jesus's generosity to us. He gives gifts to his people. The end of that verse, gave gift to his people. Verse 8, that's why scriptures say when he ascended to the heights, he led a crowd of captives and gave gifts to his people. So the gifts came after he ascended, and he said that in his ministry. He said, I must leave so that the Holy Spirit can come. So if spiritual gifts are no longer here, then we have a problem scripturally here, because this promise is to the Christians at Ephesus, not just to the apostles. This is written to the Ephesians. Okay. Verse 11 and 12 of Ephesians 4. Now, these are the gifts Christ gave to the church, the apostles, the prophets, the evangelists, and the pastors and teachers. Their responsibility is to equip God's people to do his work and build up the church, the body of Christ. Okay. So Jesus gave the church spiritual gifts of apostles. That was one of the gifts. So this teaches that being an apostle is just one of the gifts. Again, this is promised to all Christians after the church, at the church in Ephesus, after the establishment of the church, after the book of Acts. Also in that passage, he gave to the church the gift of prophets or prophecy. Okay, so this teaches that some with the gift of prophecy will be helpful for the church in Ephesus. So this gift is listed separately from the apostles. That it also says one of the gifts is evangelists or preachers. So preaching is a spiritual gift, according to this verse. Jesus gave some in the church the spiritual gift of preaching. Obviously, some today still have this gift. It also says teachers. He gave the spiritual gift of teachers in Ephesians 4, 11 and 12. Teaching is also a spiritual gift, according to this verse. Jesus gave some in the church this gift of teaching, so obviously some today still have this gift. And then it says that apostles, prophets, preachers, and teachers are given to the church to equip the church. Okay, so it's to prepare the church. The responsibility is to equip the church, 11 and 12, and build up the church. So those with these spiritual gifts of prophecy, preaching, and teaching are to use these unique gifts to equip the church. Therefore, if the gifts are gone, the church is unequipped and unprepared for their mission. Then also the spiritual gift of prophecy wasn't just to help until Pentecost. That's what I was taught. The spiritual gift of prophecy wasn't just to help till Pentecost, because this was promised to the church after Pentecost and after the book of Acts. Also, from that verse, 11 and 12, the spiritual gift of prophecy, it says it helps the church evangelize. It helps build up the church, grow the church. So, if the spiritual gift of prophecy was to help the church evangelize, then isn't it true that God's hindering evangelism by withdrawing that spiritual gift? Then in verse 13, it says, this will continue. This is key. This is important. This will continue. These gifts will continue until we all come to unity in our faith and knowledge of God's Son, that we will be mature in the Lord, measuring up to the full and complete standard of Christ. That's how long the gifts will continue, until we come to unity and knowledge and measuring up to the standard of Christ. So the spiritual gifts of apostles, prophets, preachers, and teachers equipping the church are going to continue until we unify, until we're all unified. This teaches specifically that the gifts will help bring unity, usher in unity. If the gifts have been withdrawn, doesn't this mean that Christians are currently unified? I mean, does that make sense? Do all Christians seem to be unified to you? We're far from unified, if you ask me. Verse 13, it says, until we mature in the Lord. That's also mentioned there. So the gifts will continue until we mature. We all mature in the Lord. So spiritual gifts will continue until we mature. Does it seem to you like all Christians have now reached maturity? If not, then it seems to teach that the spiritual gifts are still here, doesn't it? And then I mentioned measuring up in that same verse. Spiritual gifts will continue until the church measures up to Jesus. Do we measure up to Jesus? Does it seem like we're in unity and fullness and measuring up to Jesus currently? I think we're still working on that. Wouldn't you agree? Verse 14 goes on to say, then we will no longer be immature like children. We won't be tossed and blown about by every wind of new teaching. We will not be influenced when people try to trick us with lies so clever that they sound like the truth. So once the spiritual gifts prepare us, we'll be mature. This teaches that the spiritual gifts are here to prepare us for maturity and unity. Do Christians who think the spiritual gifts are gone think Christians have achieved unity and maturity? Because that really appears unlikely to me. These verses from Ephesians 4 don't make sense if the gifts are gone, right? It's something to consider. So, in light of today's thoughts, let me suggest that part of your personal battle plan might be to rethink your position on gifts and miracles, because this teaches in Ephesians 4 that we must be unified. They're here to bring unity and maturity to the church. So, you might pray like this: Lord, help us to learn to be unified and mature. Help us to use the gifts you've given us to help us achieve that, so the church can accomplish all you created it to accomplish. In Jesus' name, amen. And let me remind you to keep praying, because prayer works. God loves you, and I love you. Have a great day.